At the Dairy Solutions Symposium, one of our presenters I'm speaking with here is Andre Banik. If you would, first of all, tell me what you do and where you're from.
I'm from the Animal Sciences Group of Wageningen UAU in the Netherlands, and I'm a senior scientist involved in ruminant nutrition, dairy cow nutrition mostly. And I'm a modeler, so I develop mathematical models which predict how the animal responds on a diet.
So you're one of the partners putting on the presentations here?
Yes, I'm in very close collaboration with Wageningen University. Jan Dijkstra had a lecture today. So, and he already mentioned it, we do all that modeling work, we do in very close collaboration. And we also collaborate with the groups in the UK and also in Guelph in Canada.
Well, you're also going to be doing a presentation here. Tell me a little bit about your topic and the message that you want to convey to the participants here.
There's a big debate in the whole symposium about rumen acidosis, the subacute form of it. So, but there are also a lot of questions. It's called a solutions symposium, but actually there seems to be more questions there. So how well is a dairy cow, a high-yielding, early lactation dairy cow, how well is that cow capable of adapting to this huge increase in feed intake? And that's the main topic I will talk about. And to investigate that, we did an experiment. Just testing in a cow, in vivo, repeated measurements in the same animals, in rumen fistulated cows. We tested whether a very fast increment of concentrate intake, whether that had a different effect on rumen wall development compared to very slow increments.
And what did you find? I mean, what can you share with us?
Well, the main conclusion of the whole experiment is that the rumen wall seems to be very well capable of adapting to that feeder strategy. It seems the animal doesn't bother at all. So faster increment of concentrate allowance to an animal just shows even faster development of the rumen wall. So it seems to be all very functional. Mm-hmm. The acidity of rumen contents, it was similar in both treatments, no difference. Although we compared steaming up the animal in 10 days to 20 days. And 10 days is not extremely fast, but it's practice in the Netherlands, say it's quite fast. So now the big question is, okay, the animal seems to be able to cope with all those strategies, but where's the limit? And I don't know that. I would like to address that question somehow in the future. I would like to know, is there a limit of how fast you can steam up a dairy cow?
Well, like you said, there was a lot of presentations and question and answer that showed that we still have a lot of questions to answer. So sounds like there's definitely more work to be done. Anything else that you would like people to take away from your presentation here?
Yes, there's a lot of a lot has been said about buffering of rumen contents because of the acidity problem. But I also did some model calculations to represent that development of the rumen wall, and it appears that the outflow rate is important, what Jan Dijkstra stressed already. But this development of the rumen wall, if you, the concepts of that, if you translate it into a mathematical model, it appears that development of the rumen wall just keeps up with this acid load. And it's an extremely effective mechanism of buffering rumen contents. So if there's more acid being produced, the wall adapts and the acids are gone. They are cleared via absorption through the wall. And that seems to be very effective. So this rumen wall development is an, that's the main mechanism which hasn't been talked about a lot today. So I think it's the people need to address that. And if there's a problem with a cow who does have a very low acidity, which is not good for the animal, we need to know why is this low acidity? Where does it come from? Why are these acids not being cleared from the rumen? So somehow, I think the animal is much more important, the animal itself. Hmm. So the rumen wall doesn't function properly. Why? It's not necessarily the feed. It's probably the animal. For some reason, the condition of the animal is such that it doesn't handle all these acids properly.
Well, thank you very much, Andre, for talking with me here at this Dairy Solutions Symposium. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.